Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you today?
Okay, back on the early part of February 1st, I got billed for $49 on my credit card.
Okay,
and I want to know what it is, and I want it refunded.
Okay, sir, I'd be more than happy to assist you today. May I have your zip code, please?
34698.
And your first and last name, please, sir?
It's Ron Work, W-O-R-K.
Okay. I have a Ronald Work, Mr. Work, for security purposes on your account, sir. Could you please verify your shipping address?
1500 County Road 1, Lot 91, Dunedin, Florida.
Thank you so much, sir. One moment while your account pulls up. How are you doing today, Mr. Work?
Sorry?
I said, how are you doing today, Mr. Work?
I am doing fine, but this is the second time I've called you, you know, to find out what it is, and I want a refund.
Okay, Mr. Work, it looks like you were enrolled in a mobile food app after responding to a offer to win a free Dyson 11. It's called Bites Hub, and you were charged $49.89. The account was canceled.
For what?
For Bites Hub. It's a monthly subscription that you have to be enrolled into in order to participate in the sweepstakes to win that Dyson 11, sir.
I'm not even sure, you know, sometimes you get on these internets and you don't know what you're doing. And, you know, I'm 80 years old and I don't know half the time what's going on, but I don't like being billed for something I didn't ask for.
Yes, sir. When you responded to that sweepstakes, so see, actually, sir, the way they presented it, Mr. Work, was they said you had already won it. But what you won was the opportunity to win it, if that makes any sense.
The opportunity to win something you pay $50 for?
Exactly.
That is fraud.
That's how they do it, sir.
Either you refund that money, I'll report you to the authorities. That's fraud.
Okay, sir, once again, this is a third-party call center. We just follow their protocol. Hang on just one moment. Hang on just a moment, Mr. Work. Okay, sir, I'm refunding $49.89, sir, back to your Visa card ending 7033. I agree 100% with you. And, Mr. Work, just for future reference, always go to the terms and conditions because this, you didn't see it at first. All he asked you was to pay shipping and handling if you won the vacuum cleaner. But once you do that, that's when they tell you that they're going to charge you and enroll you in this monthly membership. And most people don't think to look at it after they've asked you for a payment method because you think everything that's there to be seen has been seen. But I guess I'm
one of them.
Well, you're one of many. You're not the Lone Ranger, sir. So, I mean, it is kind of misleading, and I agree with you. So your money's on its way back to your card, sir. It's Visa card ending 733. It will, however, take 3 to 5 business days, sir, before you see that money back on your card. Your account was already canceled, but I can give you your cancellation number once again if you want it for quick reference. You should get a refund confirmation, Mr. Work, and I sent that refund confirmation to, let me find your email on here, ronaldwork@outlook.net.
Can you change that?
Actually, it's not even that. It's Ron, LEAWORK,
yeah.
So it probably won't come.
Yeah.
That's it?
Okay.
R-O-N.
No, R-O-N-L-E-A-W-O-R-K.
Bail.net? I don't think it'll let me change it. I can try.
Okay. No, well, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'll get one way or the other.
Okay, good. And again, 3 to 5 business days on your refund, sir. 24 to 48 hours on that refund confirmation email. Is there anything else that I can assist you with, sir?
No, I appreciate your help.
You're more than welcome, Mr. Work. I hope you have a good afternoon and stay safe. Thank you for calling.
Same to you.
Bye now. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.